إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, I want to remind myself and you about a matter that seems to occupy a lot of our attention, and that matter is the issue of whether we are popular or not. And we see this at all levels, at the level of individuals, at the level of groups, at the levels of people who are doing the work of Islam and so on. There's a lot of focus on what is the level of popularity, of who is criticizing, of what are people saying about us. I think it's a very important thing to reflect on this. Let me give you two examples. Coke and Pepsi both sell the same thing, colored sugar water. But do you think Coke bothers about what Pepsi is saying about Coke? Or does Pepsi bother about what Coke is saying about Pepsi? I have never heard any of this, that Coke is worried because Pepsi doesn't like what Coke is doing. Second example I'll give you is actually a true story. Somebody came to Gandhiji with a letter written by one of his critics, and it was 2 pages, and it was pinned together with a pin, and it was 2 pages of very severe criticism and very, you know, disrespectful and so on. So Gandhiji read the whole letter, and he took the pin out of the paper and he put those 2 papers into the trash can. So the person who brought this letter to him, he said, "But are you not going to say anything?" So Gandhiji said, "I have taken from it what was of value, which was the pin, which put those 2 pages together." The reason I am saying this is because this is from Shaitan. Shaitan likes to or tries to stop any good work that is going on. And the easiest way to stop that good work is to throw in your face criticism. Right? So what should you do with criticism? You should do 2 things. Number one, listen to it. And if there is anything in that criticism which you think is correct, which is deserved, which can help you, take it. And the rest, throw it in the garbage. Ignore it. Never respond to criticism. Don't even reply. Don't even say, "I took this valuable thing out of what you said." No, there is no need. There is no need. Take, if there is something of value, take it. You don't have to announce it. And if there is nothing of value or whatever was not of value, discard it. That also you don't have to announce it. Both ways. Because otherwise, a lot of time and energy goes in refuting this one and refuting that one and, you know, responding to this one, and all of that is wasted. There is absolutely no use. And that's why I remind myself and you, it's very important to identify who you work for. It's very important to identify who you work for. That is the only person in the world that you have to please. Even if you take your job, right, whatever you are doing. If you are in business, who is the only individual or who is the only person or the group in the whole world that you have to please? Who is that? Your customer. Nobody else. There is nobody in the world that you have to please except your customer. Khalas. Your competitor, somebody in the line, this one, that one, who is that makes? The customer pays your salary, so to speak. Please the customer, you are a successful businessman. If you are a salaried person, who should you please? Your boss. The one who's paying your salary, right? That is the only person that you have to please. There is nobody in the world that you need to please other than that person. So with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you call this? You call it ikhlas. What is ikhlas? Ikhlas is to work only for the pleasure of Allah. Yes? So identify, who are you working for? Are you working for the pleasure of this one and that one and that one? No. So why are you bothered if that one and that one is not pleased with you? Let them not be pleased. How does it matter? But what actually happens is, and this is the problem with our ikhlas. We say with our tongue, I am working only to please Allah. But in the heart, you also want the approval of this one. You also want the people to say this to you. You also want so and so to praise you. You also want to say, MashaAllah, such a fantastic job. So now when that doesn't come, you are disappointed, you feel upset and so on and so forth. So we have to examine our own ikhlas. And that's why I tell people, and I remind myself, if somebody's criticism actually is bothering you, forget that person. That person is unimportant. Forget that person. Look at your own ikhlas. Why is that criticism bothering you when you are not working for him? And that's why I give the example. I said, is Coke bothered that Pepsi doesn't like them? Who cares? Who cares? If you are working for Coke, you are not bothered about Pepsi. Who is Pepsi? So if you are in fact working for Allah, in fact, and that's the key thing, because on the day of judgment, that's the only thing which will work. If I am working only for the pleasure of Allah, Jalla wa Ala, then why am I bothered about what somebody is saying? And that is why Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said that if you do not want undeserved criticism to hurt you, do not feel pleasure at undeserved praise. He said, if you don't want undeserved criticism to hurt you, don't feel pleasure, don't be happy with undeserved praise. But we don't think like that, right? So we don't mind any amount of praise, deserved or undeserved, you know, who's checking. But criticism, and that's why, when you feel happy, or if you are looking for undeserved praise, then undeserved criticism will hurt you. You want to protect yourself from undeserved criticism, don't look for undeserved praise. Work with ikhlas. Work only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah pays me, I work for Allah. So and so doesn't like what I'm doing, who cares? You don't pay my salary, man. What do I care? Let Allah pays my salary. The only one I'm bothered about is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, guess what? If you please Allah, automatically everybody else gets pleased. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you, then the rest of the world is happy with you. So you don't have to look for praise from the world because you are looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And that is why they say, no monument is built to a critic. Monuments are built only to those who work despite the criticism. Because in the end, what will stand is your work. What will stand is your work. All the criticism that came your way, nobody will remember it. Nobody cares two hoots for it. So there is no point in getting upset with criticism and so on and so forth. No need. And if you are getting upset with criticism, check your own ikhlas. Check your own ikhlas. Because if you are in fact sincere with doing the work of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what this one and that one says has no meaning whatsoever. Both ways. Whether they praise you or they criticize you. And as I said, there may be some value in criticism. Not as if every criticism is bad. Obviously it is not. There are some people who might actually point out a particular mistake, which is a mistake. Take it. Alhamdulillah. The person corrected you. Alhamdulillah. And the rest of it, leave it. No need to respond. No need to reply. No need to respond. Focus on what you are doing. And focus only on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the world makes no difference. They come and they go. They come and they go. Right? And that's a reminder to myself and you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us and enable us to continue our work and not allow shaitan to discourage us, not allow shaitan to come in the way of doing the work of deen, and not allow shaitan to come in the way and stop us from doing what is good because of the criticism of this one and that one. Let us work only to please Allah and know that if we please Allah, then the rest of the world automatically is pleased with us, but that doesn't matter anyway. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.